What's up with your contract?
That's in God's hands. I'm here now to play football. I'm not worrying about that. I'm here to help better the team, do what the coach is asking.
Did you run out of gas, or were you worried about running out of gas for your cell phone battery?
The one thing I did, I stayed in shape. I made sure I was going to be in shape when I showed up.
Do you feel like you're in good shape even though you missed those OTAs and whatnot?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in great shape. I really ain't, we haven't done much to test ourselves, but I feel like I'm in great shape so far.
Do players, like, look at you and go, dude, you didn't show up to OTAs and whatnot and be here with the team? Do they kind of resent that, or do they understand that side of things?
No, everybody just happened to be here. They put that's the past, so everybody moving forward. That's behind me.
You had some injuries last year anyway, so, I mean, maybe a little extra rest. Could that be beneficial for you coming into this season?
I felt like it helped. My injuries, I feel like I have no problems with any of my injuries that happened last year. I'm full go. I'm ready to play football.
You mentioned you're focusing on football, but is that an easy thing to do with the uncertainty surrounding your contract situation?
I'm not worrying about that contract. When it's time for it to happen, it's going to happen. So, like I said, my main focus is football. If you're worrying about that contract, it'll slow you down from the things you got to do on the field, and I don't want that to happen. So my main focus is football.
When you see Jamal get his deal, does it make you think you're close?
Like I said, when it's time for me to get my deal done, it's going to happen. God's got a plan, so when it's ready for it to happen, it's going
to
happen.
Justin, what did it feel like to get back on the field for the first time since January?
It felt great to be out here with the guys, running around, actually putting my helmet on. It felt great.
So do you feel good about though getting done in Kansas City? Like, that's not going to be an issue. You're going to be a Chief for a long time?
I have no idea. I'm not even worried about it. Like I said, I'm here to play ball. I'm focused on for the season, taking it one day at a time.
How can this defense be better than it was last year?
We can make a lot of improvements in every aspect. We can get more sacks. We can hustle to the ball in every way. We can make more tackles. You can get better in all phases.
What do you think of D Ford? He seems really excited to be working with you and Tom.
I think he's a great guy. He got a lot of speed. He got power. He's going to be a great help to this team. We can use him in many ways.
How do you envision using him with the three of you at the same time?
I'm going to leave that out to the coach. That's the coach's job. They're going to find a way to get us out there on the field together, and they're going to find a way to split time. So I'm going to leave that to the coaches.
Justin, Amy's
last one, guys.
Justin, Amy's talked time and time again about finishing. How do you help ingrain that in your teammates while you're out here?
Just recalling from what we did last year, we didn't finish last year. Even the playoff game, we had a great start, but we didn't finish the game. So hopefully everybody still got that taste in their mouth and they want to get rid of it.
All right, thank you.
Still think about that game in Boston?
I do. It was a nightmare, that game. Anytime you get a start like that and you finish the game where you finish, it's a nightmare. You got to live with it.